It's not about who's more tired or who's more busy. It's about sharing how you feel and your current capacity and what you need. It's about sharing and checking in on each other's well-being. When you one-up your partner by proving that you're more tired or more busy, all this proves is how little you're taking care of yourself. Instead, you're taking over their chance to share how they're doing, and you're dismissing his experience.
Welcome to the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Perda. As a marriage coach who's married with three kids, I know how easy it is for marriage to take a back seat. But unlike your parents' marriage, your marriage can feel good while raising kids and doesn't have to feel hard. It can look like having each other's backs, even flirting and looking forward to spending time with each other. And I'm here to help you. So join me here each week as we dive into what it takes for your marriage to become something you enjoy again, from how to handle conflict better and bringing that spark back into your relationship. If you're ready for your marriage to feel good again, this podcast is for you. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Marriage and Motherhood Podcast. This episode, we're going to be diving into a way that you might not even realize that you are negatively affecting the connection and the possibility of it getting deeper by doing this one thing. Something that's super common that you probably observe other people doing, and maybe you even do yourself all of the time, and that is competing. Before I dive in, how are you? Things have been going crazy here as we are embarking on this cross-country move. My house, as it is today, it is the beginning of March, and everything is in shambles. And normally, this would create a lot of havoc because everything is just so crazy. But because we know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, we are just living with the chaos. There's tons of boxes everywhere. Furniture's gone because we've sold it. But we are well on our way to getting our house ready to sell. And then we're moving in with my parents. So we'll be living with them for a few months before we leave and before we say goodbye to California and hello to our new state, Georgia. So things have been a little quiet. If you're wondering how come she's not posting as much anymore on social media, that is why. I've really just prioritized so much of what needs to get done here and taken a step back on what I think can wait. Okay, so my podcast is not something I want to be able to wait. I love this show. I love that you guys listen to this all the time and that you are getting so much out of it. So thank you so much for listening. And I'm really excited to dive into this topic with you. Okay, so I hope things with you are going well and that you are getting a lot out of these episodes. Please feel free to reach out if you have any topics that you want to see me cover. Always feel free to send me a message on Instagram or join my Facebook group or even email me. Okay, so whatever your preferred source of communication with me. And of course, if you love the show, please, please, please do me a favor and leave a review. If you listen on Spotify, give me a 5-star rating. And then if you listen on Apple, then please leave a review. That's what helps this show grow. That's what helps me know that this show is really helping you. And without further ado, let's get into it. Okay. So competing with your partner, I'm not talking about like playing video games or racing each other or doing anything like that. I'm talking about the subtle ways that we are one-upping our partner when they're sharing how they're feeling about something. Okay. Now the type of competition I'm talking about is where you are actually unintentionally one-upping your partner. Here's an example of this. Let's say your spouse is saying how tired they are or how busy they are. I'm sure you've heard this before. And then you immediately respond with, me too. I have these projects going on. The kids are driving me crazy and I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in the last week. Or don't even try to complain to me. And then you list all the ways where you're more tired, more busy, more of whatever they're feeling, right? I know I've done this. I'm definitely guilty of this in the past. But now that I know what it's doing, the unintended consequences of it, I am like really trying to be mindful of when I'm doing this. And I'm going to share with you why we do this so that hopefully you can have that in mind the next time you feel that urge to do it and what it's actually meaning about you when you do it. Okay. So if you are doing this, you are unintentionally competing with your partner. You are unintentionally creating an environment of competition and a lack of support within your marriage that could actually be hindering how deep your connection can get with your partner. Okay. My intention when I did this in the past was never to one-up my partner. Okay. No one likes a one-upper, and it's definitely not something that I strive to do on purpose, right? What I was trying to do was connect with him. But the thing I didn't realize was that as I was sharing how I was feeling or whatever it was that I was doing, I was dismissing my partner. I was missing out on the opportunity to show up for him. Have you ever wondered why your partner tells you these things? Why he tells you how tired he is, how busy he is, or whatever uncomfortable thing that he's experiencing? Why do you tell someone you're tired or you're busy or you're frustrated? Is it to hear what they're experiencing? Is it to hear them one-up you? No, right? It's probably for understanding, for support, for sympathy, right? You're not telling people to hear how busy they are. This is your moment to be heard. So you're not saying it to be like, okay, how do you feel? Otherwise, you would ask, right? You're sharing because you want to be acknowledged and heard and maybe even supported. And by responding in a way where you're unloading on your partner about how much you have it worse, your response is telling your partner that your needs are more important than theirs, that the only person who has it worse matters right now. So it becomes a competition on who has it worse. And if you don't, you don't deserve to feel heard or get support. Now, is that actually what you believe? I'm betting you don't, because I know I don't, right? When I realized that this was what's happening and I looked at it from this perspective, it's like a light bulb went off and I'm like, shit, not what I meant to do, but now I see the unintended consequences of my share, that wasn't even asked for. That wasn't even my turn to share, right? A prime example of this that I believe a lot of you can relate to, I know I could back when I had a baby, was when you have a baby, we all know, team no sleep, right? Like no one gets sleep when you have a baby. They're still learning. They're getting used to the world. They're hungry because their stomachs are like the size of a marble. You know, all the different reasons, wet diaper, whatever. And moms can easily win the award of most tired, especially if you are nursing the baby. The truth is, neither of you are getting sleep. It's just not a thing. You are not getting good sleep when you have a new baby. And even if you're getting up more often, your husband is still getting disrupted sleep. He's still not getting 7 to 8 hours or whatever he needs that he's used to. And if you're deep into the baby stage, then it's likely built up, right? It's like consecutive weeks of interrupted sleep. And so you're just like zombies, right? You're just on edge all of the time. So are we actually really saying that just because we as moms are more tired that they suddenly are not tired at all? No, right? That doesn't make sense. He can be tired and we can be tired. It's not about who's more tired or who's more busy. It's about sharing how you feel and maybe even your current capacity and what you need. It's about sharing and checking in on each other's well-being. When you one-up your partner, intentionally or unintentionally, by proving that you're more tired or more busy all this proves is how little you're taking care of yourself instead of expressing your overwhelm on a separate occasion. Instead, you're taking over their share. You're taking over their chance to share how they're feeling and how they're doing, and you're dismissing his experience. And it lowers his desire to support you, and it reinforces your narrative that no one's there for you, that you're doing this all on your own, and that he doesn't care about you in the way that you need. Okay? So it gets to be this vicious cycle, all because we are not showing up for our partner. We're not present, and we're not listening and seeing them and hearing them when they're sharing how they're doing, because it triggers us to remember, oh my gosh, I'm also tired. Oh my gosh, I'm also busy. And it becomes this competition. So if you're realizing that you've unintentionally been doing this, not meaning to compete or make your partner feel dismissed or unsupported, it's because you're jumping onto their opportunity to express themselves as a reminder of how you haven't spoken up for yourself, of how little you have advocated for yourself by taking better care of yourself, by asking for support, by leaning on your partner so that you can be heard. This is a wake-up call for you that you haven't been taking care of yourself enough. So let him have his opportunity to share how he's feeling, what he's going through, and be a supportive partner. When we feel heard by our partners, we feel like we can open up emotionally on a deeper level. But when it feels like if what we're sharing isn't worthy of being heard, or if we're going to be competed with, then it keeps the connection on a shallow level. It doesn't deepen it. So the next time you hear your partner say how he feels, let yourself really be there for him. Not making it a competition about, oh my gosh, how dare you say that? I'm also tired. Remembering that we're living in a world of and. It's not or. Just because he's tired doesn't mean that you can't also be tired. Just because you're tired doesn't mean that he can't be tired. Okay? Can you allow yourself to recognize, oh, this is triggering me, into reminding me of how much I've not taken care of myself, and taking that personal responsibility to do something about that, to let him have his chance to share how he's feeling. And then when he's all done, then you could share, you know, I've actually been really tired too, and I think I need this, and I'm going to start doing that, or I'm going to need support. How can we support each other? Can you turn this moment into collaboration, into support, rather than keeping it a competition where if you start to do that regularly, it can turn into this nasty fight because then he feels like he has to defend how he feels or feel like he can never win because you're a mom. Okay? So that's all I have for you today. This was truly something that was so like, wow. That was like a big aha moment for me once I realized that this was what's happening and why we do it. So next time you feel the urge to one-up your partner and you recognize you're doing that, take a step back. And if you catch yourself too late, just apologize and let them have their chance to shine and share. And then you take your turn. Okay? I hope this helps you deepen your connection and your emotional intimacy so that you guys can navigate this life, this crazy life of parenthood and marriage, and know that you get to enjoy both at the same time and not have to choose. Okay? All right. I'll catch you back here on the next episode. Let me know what you took away from this and let me know how it works out for you. All right. I'll catch you back here on the next episode.
That's it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. I would so appreciate that. And if you love what I share here, then you're going to love and want to join my free private Facebook community that's also called Marriage and Motherhood. I hope to see and connect with you in there. Otherwise, I'll catch you back here for the next episode. Bye!